5 months ago, in a sterile conference room on the second floor of the Biloxi Police Department, dispatcher Sherry Hocamp pulled a stiff chair towards an enormous oval table, set down her coffee, and then calmly explained how Katrina had affected the dispatchers responsible for fielding 911 calls on the morning the water descended.
We hear voices. The voices of the people that we could not be there for.
There was one voice in particular that haunted Hocamp. A woman who had called just as light was breaking, desperate and crying, clearly in a panic, who told Hocamp that she was the sole adult in an attic with 13 children.
And the water was coming up to about their head, and they had no way out of the attic. And if I could have just pulled them through the phone, but there was nothing we could do.
In the months immediately following the storm, the voice of this woman, Hocamp explained, came to her often, 3, sometimes 4 times a week. But in an interview 2 weeks ago, she reported that the visits, as she called them, had faded. Now they were few and far between.
It's gotten a lot better, and it has been probably a month since I've heard those voices.
It wasn't just that Hocamp rarely heard the voices anymore. There was something else about the episodes that had changed, something strange. During her most recent experience, the one that happened a month ago, Hocamp said that the tone of the woman's voice had clearly shifted.
There was not as much urgency in her voice. She was just reciting the fact that she was up there with the children, and it was kind of like, we're okay. Everything was okay.
The fact that the woman's tone had changed, Hocamp said, gives her comfort. Though oral flashbacks are common among people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, it turned out that Hocamp didn't interpret these episodes as a byproduct of emotional trauma. The voices weren't flashbacks, she insisted, but visits from a troubled spirit.
I guess I look at it this way. I feel that if she sounded like they were okay, that eventually I won't hear from them at all, and they will be happy somewhere else. I think that's why I kept hearing the voices, because they just never found their place.
You mean the spirit?
Yes. The last time I heard it, it was kind of like it's coming, the closure is coming, and they're okay with it, with the outcome.